Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
Natasha.
Kevin.
I know you're in South Africa.
Yes.
And I know you were brought up in the Jewish faith, but are you familiar with this Christmas closet classic?
I am not familiar with it. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
I Believe in Father Christmas, written by Greg Lake. I'm always trying to find the, you know, I love my closet classics, but I especially love, there's a bunch of different Christmas songs outside of the traditional classics that you do hear a lot, but you don't remember. This was written by Greg Lake, as I said, and even though it's a Christmas song, that was not his intention. He wrote the song in protest of the commercialization of Christmas. And then ironically, you know, ended up profiting and making money off it.
Interesting.
The late, great. Anyway, listen. Somehow, some way, Natasha, we fooled them again. Even during Christmas week, we fooled them. Made it to what I'm going to start calling Christmas Friday.
Ooh.
Right? So we've got our Christmas Day. We've got Christmas Eve on Sunday. Saturday, of course, is Christmas Eve, Jeff Graham's holiday. And today is Christmas Eve squared, Christmas Eve cubed. We were talking about it this week on Heel Squad. Queenie was actually into it as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I'm thinking we got to make Christmas Eve a thing. Well, Jeff Graham already made it a thing. Shout out to Jeff Graham and his movie playing on Amazon right now. Starring my own Roxy Stryer, one of my AfterBuzz disciples and friends. But yes, Jeff Graham, the father of Christmas Eve Eve, but then also, yes, today is Christmas Eve cubed or Christmas Eve squared. So much controversy for me personally around the Sunday or Monday Christmas, Natasha, because I like it when it falls on a Wednesday because it just messes everything up in the best way.
Is it too neat this year?
Because you get, well, it's too neat and it's, where do you get your time off?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When it goes on a Wednesday, the Monday and Tuesday, you might work, but it's a wash. And you've got the Saturday and Sunday that precedes it. And then the Thursday and Friday, are really going to go into work on a Thursday? Maybe you will, but come on. What's really getting done? It's nice. It just kind of makes a nice two-week package for you, I think. So, you know, me, as much as I'm a hard worker, I'm still a worker. And being a worker, yeah, I like that. The Sunday Christmas, that's the Saturday Christmas is probably the worst.
Yeah, well, I think it was a couple years ago that it was Saturday. And everyone in South Africa objected so much that they got the Monday holiday.
I like that. Yeah, I like that, though. Yeah, come on, people, please. I already have digressed, haven't I? What a surprise. Yeah, Kelsey is, it's a storm out here. This is our version of I guess it's not a white Christmas, but it's a wet Christmas. And I have to say, in the words of Kelsey, I'm not mad at that, Natasha.
Oh.
It did, I think it was last year too, it rained all during, you know what? Not mad at that. This is our version of snow. So you're huddling in. It's cold out. I don't know. It's a little bit Christmas adjacent for me.
It is a little bit. It is a little bit of the season.
Yeah.
It could be quite warm. But Kev, I do have to say it's time for you to get out of your seat. And then we can go back to the Christmas talk.
Natasha, I really thought, come on. Okay, can I make a plea to the mean people out there?
Yes.
It's Christmas. Okay, just hear me out on this. This is Regular Guy Friday. It's not Heel Squad. I'm Mr. Maria Menounos. I'm not Maria Menounos. And this is where, you know, you get angry and you want to go give us a 1-star rating and you want to say how much you can't stand me, you can't stand Regular Guy Friday, whatever your problem is. It's just Christmas. Can I just stay in my business class seat? I'm already seeing Natasha shaking her head. So no, I'm taking my things. I'm gathering my two oversized bags that are way too big, but I snuck by everybody. I've got my head pillow. No, I've got my big pillow, blanket. I'm in slippers and pajama pants. And I'm breaking it all down to go back to 46H, my middle seat. And Spirit Airlines, because, yes, this is not Heel Squad. But if you want Maria Menounos in Heel Squad and high-end content, smart content, intelligent content, you know, well, this is probably not the show for you, although Natasha has been known to be kind enough to lend us some pearls from up in business. So you'll get some of them, but you're not getting Maria. You're not getting the whole thing. Thank you, Natasha, for that reminder. I will now take my middle seat back in 46H.
But don't worry, Kev. The plane's empty this week.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. The one time, actually, I flew to South Africa. And last-minute flight, there was like 5 people on the plane.
Really? Wait, yeah, was that a long time ago, right? Because I've...
It was 2017. I want to say. Oh no, 2015. But it was like March. It was like it was like the middle of the week, some obscure day. I literally had like the entire row to myself. And the row behind me and in front.
But I feel since 9/11 and on, they have just, the airlines have gotten smarter and smarter about making it so we don't have those flights. So every flight is just packed. I rarely see it. I saw some empty seats on my flight from Boston last week, which I was shocked, but maybe it was because it was so early. But normally I don't see that.
Yeah, also I haven't seen that.
Right?
I haven't seen that since then.
That would work for me.
Yeah.
We already have digressed twice.
Sorry.
No, thank you for the reminder. Well then, you know, it's the end of the year, and there may be a potluck Saturday in the works for everyone. Kelsey was trying to come on today, and the storm, I didn't want her driving in this weather. Natasha, her son's around the corner, so she was able to brave the storm. But that being said, yeah, this could be the... Maybe, no, I guess we'll have one more broadcast before the New Year's.
Yes, this is the one just before Christmas.
Yeah. Got some
so
nice comments.
Do you have good? Do you have traditions and customs that you like to do or things that you want to start with Athena?
I think everyone knows what we do. And I still think that, you know, with Athena at 6 months, you know, like, come on. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't really, you know. We're playing the music in the mornings, her and I, as a dadfluencer. I'm doing my thing as the night nurse. And now that we don't swaddle her, the last 3 nights, she's putting daddy through it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was up from 1 to 2 with her and then 5 on yesterday, a couple of nights ago. And then last night was twice up in the middle of the night. And I have to go and put in the binky. And then usually that's not enough. So I pick her up and I do the rocking and rocking and rocking and pacing and rocking. And we have a little rocking chair there too, which helps. And then just put her right back in and then hope for the best. But, you know, Christmas music in the morning. And yeah, no, I don't think so. We'll probably watch one of the specials with her to see, but we will be doing our annual It's a Wonderful Life screening. I believe that will be on Christmas Eve Eve. And tonight we're having some friends over. But yeah, I really just want to rest. You know what I mean? I really do. It's funny. Something that came up last week when I was in Boston, and you know, I like, Natasha, you know, I like to live the life where I like to travel from town to town and then involve myself in people's problems, solve them, have them ask me to stay just so I can say, no, I'm afraid. Yes. I have to keep going. And then the sad music plays and I leave town. But there was somebody at my friend's work who was just going on and on about a son in college who is struggling with addiction. And, you know, I try nothing. It's hard because, you know, when addictions are so tricky. And my heart goes out to anyone who is an addict, but I really go out to the people surrounded by, around the addicts, because the addict who's used up all their cards and is out on the street, you know, I feel the worst for, but the addicts, it's the other addicts who are not in that situation, they're using up, they're usually existing off the energy of other people, and I feel so bad for those people, the loved ones, because... it's so tricky. And, but the one thing that I said to her, and again, this is just regular guy speak. I've taken a couple classes in addiction because I had a roommate who was really bad in college. And so I wanted to take classes to help him. But I'm by no means any professional, but I just said to her, I said, you know, what does he love? She's like, well, excuse me. Well, what does he love? And, you know, she was like, playing video games. And I go, wait, okay, all right then. That's something. And then, you know, because it's college, and this college is, I said, listen, I know that him going back to that school, with addicts, you try to keep them out of that environment. You know, they kind of need a new environment and new friends and all that. And but I said, you know, if it's he loves video games, then he can get his dopamine from that. And can he do game development? Can he do game marketing? Can he do, you know, I never thought of that. I said, yeah, well, it's just something to think about in that specific case. But I'll tell you, a lot of times that's the first question just to ask people. Yeah. Like, what do you love? And see, they always usually get all tense because they immediately turn it to work. Like, I don't know, I kind of thought I liked selling real estate, but then no, it's not what I asked. Like, what do you just love to do? What do you do that the hours just go by and you don't even realize? And if you don't know what that is, and I know there's other people, God, who've just become so into duty that they don't even realize anymore, which is sad. And I know I've been there. I forgot what I loved. It was just so much about fight, defend, and duty that I forgot. And I think that's super sad. And I know a lot of women in that situation. But I think if you're in a lot of pain, and again, I'm not a professional, and sometimes you can switch the addiction out for that addiction. But I will at least say this, and I'll say this to any of the people out there. Okay, so maybe that person now becomes super addicted to work or super addicted to video games. And then it's that term dry drunk. It's the, you know, you've just kind of, but at least that's better. That's more constructive. Again, I'm a regular guy. I'm in 46H, but it's at least better to have that obsession and addiction rather than, you know, drugs or alcohol or something else that's, you know, far more, to me, destructive to the person and to everyone around them. But I think it's a different way of curing problems and issues. And I think this week on our Christmas chat shows, Nat, it even came up with Maria. And it's funny because, you know, we've been together so long, and one of the running jokes is she just doesn't listen to me. And it's funny because when she starts laughing about it, and that's what we always talk about when you know, her and people in my life are watching my body get lowered at Oak Grove Cemetery in Medford, and it's just, they're gonna finally go, oh my God, I get it now. And I kind of think, and you, I think Kelsey will say, I got it. I know you get it, Natasha, with me. But there's so many things I've just said to Maria forever, and it just, for whatever reason, just doesn't resonate. We're too close. And by the way, I'm a broken record. I get it. So I get where it's just tuned this guy out. But I told her about myself years ago, not even years ago, but a year ago. I told her about the regular guy formula for wellness. And part of that formula, along with just being a little more forgiving to myself, even if I need caffeine or something to get me through, but really about, is where I get my energy. What is it I love, and what is making me feel good, and how do I find and do more of that while limiting the things that go the other way? And I'll talk to her about it next week. But I found it fascinating because Maria, you know, now has real. She said no to somebody who said, "Hey, I want to come see you this week." And right now, it's just the baby, and we have a lot going on. And she's just like, I like this person, but I, you know, just this week is just not going to work. And normally she'd say yes. And she said, I'm not going to get energy from that visit. And so just lately, like it seems like the last few weeks, Maria's starting to ask herself when she's making choices, do I get any energy from doing that? I don't, so I'm not going to. And this goes back to the whole resonance and dissonance. You know, we had, I think it was the Poopery creator, Kelsey would remember, who had said her whole life was about that. Was, does this resonate with me, or is this take away from me? And then that's what goes back to doing the things you love. But for me, with Lyme disease and all these other things going through my body, before I knew it was Lyme disease, before anyone was even treating it, I just was so fed up with Western medicine and every other like healing modality that was coming my way. And I'm like, okay, well, listen, until I get a handle on any of that stuff, this is what I'm going to do. I'm if things are taking my energy, I'm really going to try to avoid them. If things are giving me energy, I'm going to do more of them. That's going to be my caffeine. And if I need a little caffeine, I'm going to take it. But really going back to what it is you love. And I've forgotten. And also with me in this probably heal squad too, I've made myself love things that I don't even know if I love that if I loved or not. I made myself make it fun. And I think that's good to do as well. But I just think that whether it's depression, addiction, fatigue, any of it just goes back to asking what do you love? What do you love to do? And if it's healthy-ish. Okay, video games isn't healthy, but there is a lot of money in there. There is work. There's so much. That world is incredible. But I just wonder if you ask yourself what it is you love, and then, you know, as we go into a new year and people start thinking about new jobs, new careers, you know, you consider that. What do I love? And then how do I apply that? You can figure out how to make money out of it, you know. So I know even with you, Natasha, too, you know, there's many things you love. You're also very good at a lot of things. And I think you do a lot of things out of duty. So, you know, what is it that you love? As I asked now, just throw it right back up to 6B from 46H.
Like, what do I, that I love?
Yeah, what do you love? I mean, obviously, you love being a mom.
I love being a mom. I love doing things with Dylan. And there's like different types of things that feed me. Like, I love, you know, there's the when Dylan and I just do like our pajama days and we build Lego all day.
Mm.
I love that. But I also love going into the world with him and seeing the world through his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love making, like creating things.
Yeah.
You know, like you get to produce a show or you get to make something out of nothing.
Right.
Like that makes me really happy.
I love that. Yeah. And all that would work for me too. I like that too. And obviously, I know Ida Kendall has a great quote about when you take any kind of love or gift to the extreme, then that's where it can be unhealthy too. And I know that for certain things. Like, I love helping people. I love fixing things. But then I can go too far as well. But I don't know. It's just something I wanted to... The way this lady was so shocked to hear this, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, maybe people need to hear that, especially at the end of the year, is with your children or your friends or yourself. It's what, you know, what do you love? And just relax. It's okay. Like, there's no wrong answer.
And I think sometimes, Kev, we get so caught up in what's expected of us or other mm-hmm. people's opinions get thrust onto us that we forget or yes. we don't even know.
Right.
And then just to start asking ourselves that question, it can spark a whole lot of things and you can discover something that you never thought you'd ever do or ever want to make time for.
Yeah, I guess that's a whole other thing. It's trying things to see if you do love them.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, you know what? This isn't doing it for me. I'm out. Or, wow, I never realized I would. I've pushed a lot of people into things that I was able to intuitively or with my crystal brain or psychic ability. I've seen things for them. They haven't seen it themselves. And they jump in and go, and they'll say, oh my goodness, I love this. So, yeah, there's something to be said for trying things out too. You might be surprised. But also, don't get down on yourself. If you try something and it's draining all your energy, no, maybe not for you. All right, let's take a break, Natasha. When we come back, there's some other things. Some other things I want to read to you. I can't tease specifically what they are, but I promise there'll be more. Oh, yeah, we should talk about what our word will be for next year. I always try to tell people in lieu of a resolution, if there's one word you can come up with that you want to sum up your year, who you want to be, what you want to do. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that and some other stuff when we get back on this Regular Guy Friday. There must be a name for it, right? There's our Christmas Regular Guy Friday?
I think
Christmas Week Regular Guy Friday.
Christmas Week Regular Guy Friday.
Regular Guy Christmas Friday, because it's a Christmas. I'm going to call this a Christmas Friday.
Yes.
It's a Christmas Friday. Okay, Regular Guy Christmas Friday when we get back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Said the night wind to the little lad, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lad, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, a song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea.
A voice as big as the sea. Bing Crosby, do you hear what I hear? Now, is this a little too glam for you?
No. So, Kev, my mom converted.
To what? Scamianity? She became a Catholic?
No, she became a Jew.
Oh, she became Jewish. Okay,
yeah, so she
smart.
Was Anglican, smart. And she became Jewish. So my mother loved Christmas music. She had grown up with it all her life. And my grand was still Christian, so we celebrated Christmas.
Nice. Let us bring him. I'm in for all the holidays.
We had a huge family Christmas lunch every year.
I love it.
And all the kids used to do a show.
So Christmas Day. Now, Jeff Graham used to try to sell us on this Christmas brunch. And I was horrified. I was, Jeff, what are you... You know, we all come over, we have slow coffees. That was his big thing, slow coffee. So that was an interesting takeaway for a lot of events, the slow coffee. But... yeah, I can't get behind a Christmas brunch. Stop the madness. Like, no, feast. So, when you say lunch, can we just talk about some bologna sandwiches?
We had a full-on turkey and the ham.
Okay,
and
the whole scam.
And the fruitcake. And
nice.
The, yeah.
Great. Okay. That works for me. Thank you, Bing. I love this song. Oof. Wow. And I you know what? I've all often questioned, is it possible to have too many scams going on, Natasha? I have so many scams going on right now. I might be just scammed out. My brain hurts. I'm not even kidding you. It's not even a migraine. My brain hurts. I've jumped from 10 different projects. A lot going on right now. Lots going on. I'm just trying to plant as many seeds as I can for Athena. And then, you know, Queenie, it's gives her more time mm-hmm. to be with the baby. I want to step in and do more. And yeah, it's time. You know, if you're a fan of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Rankin Bass special, Tanta Kringle, the mom of all the elves. Oh, it's Queenie calling me. What a surprise. Let's bring her in live because she does it. She comes in during my shows. Hello, Marie. You're live on Regular Guy Friday as I'm taping. Oh, boy. Okay, is it going well?
No. I just don't want to make any moves without you, so.
All right, can I have some time?
Yes.
All right, we will talk shortly.
How much longer?
I see that little Greek smile that you've had since there's a picture of Marie at 3 is sitting on the stairs with a smirk on her face. It's just like, this one knew she was a boss when she was... Wait. Now, honey, I have a show to do. You're just bringing me down. You're smirking for bad things, so I have to caffeinate and fight people? Yeah, give me about 20 or 30 minutes and we'll be done.
Have fun.
All right. Bye. Look at that. See, Regular Guy Friday. Anything can happen. Anything can happen, Natasha, as you can hear. Now then. I have Lyme disease, so which gives me brain fog. Listen to me, brain fog. Where was I then, Natasha? Let me see. Where was I?
You were going to read some things to everybody.
Gotcha. I was just saying I'm doing a no. I was doing a lot,
doing so
and
much.
I'm trying to, you know. I was saying Tanta Kringle of the elf family. She had hidden a little tag that. The baby Kringle had on him when they adopted him. And it said Claus. She said, you know, there was a point in his life, but now he was an adult. And she handed him that. And she said, it's your real name. You must use it now. And so I feel like I have to not use my real name, but I've got to, you know, I've got to use my superpowers now if I have them at all. For the sake of my daughter and myself too, and Queenie. So that's why I'm stepping in and doing a lot of different things. And it's exhausting, but also exhilarating too. And when I was talking to Ida, my therapist, about the, you know, what is my word for the year? And I just wanted advice. I said, you know, these are the things I want to do. What's a word that encapsulates that? And she came up with like a big word. And I don't even want to say because and that's how intimidating the word is. And I said, geez, I just feel like I'm not ready, you know, to honor that. In the past, I've my word's been upgrade, let's say, and that's easy. I'm going to upgrade my wardrobe, my content, my friends, what I drive, everything. And I forget some of the other ones I've had in my past. But this was a big one and just made me say, I'm not ready. And then she had... bunch of great things to say that I wrote down that I hope resonate with other people. You never feel ready, but if you wait till you're ready, you're living by contingency, and that's a thin, cheap way to live. Waiting till you're ready doesn't work because it makes you smaller than you really are, and it keeps you small. The minute you commit, even though you don't feel ready, providence moves along with you too, and all kinds of unseen forces will come to your aid. If you see it from here, it's going to be too small for you. By the time you get there, it's going to be too small for you. But if you can imagine it from here and keep the faith, you can grow into it, and it will be big enough for you when you get there. It just takes courage.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because you can always talk yourself out of being ready.
Right. And that's what she's saying, too. She's like, you're never going to be ready.
Yeah.
You're never going to feel ready. So, just something to consider. You know, have you thought, or not, do you subscribe to the one word or the New Year's resolution? Or
I do the one word thing, and I've been doing it for a while. So many years ago, even when I was still in South Africa, I read this thing, and it was like, it resonated so well with me, is that you start thinking about your word in December, you feel it out in January, and on the 1st of February, you declare it.
Oh, I like that.
And she made a whole ritual out of it, like that she declared it, like when she first crossed the threshold of her front door, she went like, this is the year of, and like she made a big thing. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So the very first year I did it, I decided my word was love.
Oh.
And I was like, this is the year I'm going to meet my partner and I'm going to fall in love and all of this stuff. Like that was my intention on it. I didn't date. I didn't do anything like that. And I had the best year and I fell in love with myself.
Oh, God, what's it like to be in 60? I want to go up to 60 so bad. Why do I have to sit back at 46 H and have tiny bag? Like, literally, there's four pretzels in the bag they gave me.
Oh, no.
It's like seven peanuts in these,
should
like, little.
Should I send you a snack?
That's amazing, though, Natasha. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that.
I haven't pinned down a word yet.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, but that's all right. That's all right. I'll come up with one for you.
This year was unapologetic.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one too. It's interesting though. At the time I had gotten off my Zoom with Ida, I just don't feel I'm ready for that word. And then there was somebody huge, the medical media, Maria interviewed, and it's an upcoming interview.
He's amazing.
And he was going off about Maria on the gas pumps and how brilliant it is and how she's everywhere. And that to me was a reminder of the word she gave me. That was the right thing because that was the deal. Those were the creations and deals I made. So it's just the universe giving me a little like pluck, little poke. I also, it's funny, we're at the mall the other day and we talked about it on the Christmas chat show, but someone yelled at me, Kevin Undergaro, Mr. Undergaro, Kevin Undergaro, Kevin Undergaro. And he walks over and he goes, oh, hi, Maria. And normally it's Maria. And he just went off about how grateful he was to AfterBuzz and the network and how, you know, the after show he did, he got discovered by the, well, a lot of the times, I would say 80 or 90% of the after shows are watched by the stars and the showrunners of the shows we cover. And they would become friends. They would cast them in shows and so on and so forth. But that's what happened with him. And he ended up getting hired and it started his whole career. And what I had just thought, well, he must have come to AfterBuzz. He's like, the seminars were great. And we got free headshots and we got reels and just all the things that I had done for the kids. It was just nice because, you get a couple of bad apples and they paint a different picture. But I know we have so many kids that are in the business and they're famous now and whatever. And I know it cost me a lot of money to do it. The intention was always just to help. But he had said, you came to the Ring store at Woodland Hills here in LA. And I had only been in LA for 2 months. And you said, no, this is not the business for you. You need to be in our business. And this is what I see of you, whatever I said. And so anyway, it all worked out for him. And he's just very grateful. But again, it was like, sometimes you see those things and that message reminds me of maybe the word I came up with might be something I can step into. And so, it was good. I just said, matey, you're the genie who's getting too big to be put back in the bottle.
I like that.
Yeah, right? Let me see here. I'm going to read something to you. I asked an elderly woman once what it was like to be old and to know that the majority of her life was now behind her. She told me that she has been the same age her entire life. She said the voice inside her head had never aged. She always just had been the same girl, her mother's daughter. She had always wondered when she would grow up and be an old woman. She said she watched her body age and her faculties dull, but the person she is inside never got tired. She never aged. She never changed. Now, this is from one of those business growth mentor mm-hmm. sites. And this was their little takeaway from it. Remember, our spirits are eternal. Our souls are forever. The next time you encounter an elderly person, look at them and know they are still a child, just as you are still a child. And children will always need love, attention, and purpose. See, that wasn't my takeaway. Yeah. I'm like, no, I think you missed the point, business growth mentor. I think because she felt like that inside.
She was that.
Yes. That's Costa. That's me. That's mm-hmm. people always asking, you know, why am I able to, you know, physically do the things I still do, act the way I do, and honestly look the way I do, because my inside, I just got out of college 3 or 4 years ago, like 5 years ago, that in my mind. But Costa, when you ask him, we were asking him the other night, how old does he really feel? He's like about 30. Mm-hmm. And here's this guy, you know, and when I see the stuff he does at 80, it's unbelievable. I'm doing an addition in the kitchen and Maria's annoyed by the plastic and all that. And I said, you know, Costa, just why don't we just throw up a temp wall? And when I tell you, by 11 o'clock in the morning, so they started at 8, it was him alone. He's like, I just sent Francisco out. I said, he basically didn't want it because Francisco would have slowed him down. He's like, I sent him out to Home Depot to get stuff. By 11 o'clock, there was a wall with a door, a working door, a temp wall. It's like, but I know that's his mentality, and I know a lot of other people don't have that mentality. They feel old. Yeah. They think they're old.
But that's why you can see like a 20-year-old who's like an old person. Because mm-hmm. they
conversely
think they're old. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just something I wanted to share with you all, especially I think that when you can keep that young spirit, you really don't age. But then so many good things, I think it your health, your mind, your business, your life, just things are so much better. And then how do you stay young? Well, I think it's always being open to growing and evolving. I think you have older friends for wisdom. And I think you have younger friends that give you young energy. So yeah, I mean, but I don't know. That really, when I see what Costa can do, and I read that, and I just wanted to make a correction for anyone who also saw that quote. I have a far different interpretation.
I agree with you, Kev.
Right?
Yeah.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
I think lastly here, kids, been getting a lot of great comments. From members of the Hail Squad, been coming into the Patreon. Really appreciate it because I read them to Maria and it's giving her a renewed interest. It's funny. Natasha, as much as the studio is really inside baseball, as much as the studio is beautiful and it's better aesthetically to come in here like this, we have less lights because so it's healthier and it looks like a modern living room. I've been going through some of our old footage pulling clips and the studios that I designed and built, I think look more, There's a show Between Two Ferns. I feel like this studio looks like that Zach Galifianakis show Between Two Ferns. I love the look of the old studio better, but I noticed Maria being at a table where she has to lean forward and be on the mic. It's that energy. So when her and I are doing the chats now, before, sometimes we would do them outside, we do them in bed, and they're good. But now I have her sitting at a table, and the way these mics are, you have to lean forward. And she was like annoyed at first. But I'm noticing her energy has shifted from leaning forward rather than leaning back. And this studio is more in the lean back. And it's fine when she does the one-on-one interviews. They're great. But I don't know. There's different energy. Mm-hmm. But the Patreon comments have been helping. So please keep them coming. Hopefully we'll be able to continue to do more new content throughout the holidays. We know. I mean, it's all new content. But when I say new, I mean live. More up to date and more chat stuff. We have lots and lots of new interviews we're doing, so we're always going to deliver that. But this is the week we try to make it more intimate and definitely fresh, because we know a lot of the podcasts go on vacation, and for other people who have to work through these weeks and kind of keep the grind going, we want to be there for you. So I urge you to keep leaving those messages of encouragement. It really has pumped her up. And shout out to Alyssa, Angie, my goodness, Mary. There's a bunch of names I'm sorry, guys, who I'm forgetting, but forgive the exhaustion meets Lyme disease. I wanted to read this one. This one I wanted to read because maybe it'll spark a final discussion to help people as we close out the year. This is from Heal Squad member Juliet Kilo. And she said, I just want to say thank you for all your outstanding program and for the personal guidance and encouragement you've given me. You and Maria are my Tony Robbins, and I truly feel blessed to learn from you both. This is the part that may spark something. Your, quote, comeback podcast from a few years back has been the therapy and blueprint I needed to make serious changes in my life. What you and Maria are doing is so important. You're offering deep value to your listeners. Thank you again for everything. P.S. Don't ever get caught in the chicken wing. So, yeah, if you know that, it's one of my life mottos. There's no escape from that wrestling hold, the chicken wing. And so the best defense is don't get put in it. So don't put yourself in bad situations, people, with your choices. And, you know, as far as comebacks go, I actually forget my formula. So maybe you can look back in the library and find it. But I know I look for milestones. So whether it's a birthday or a holiday or a new year, this is the time that you say, okay, I'm going to pull myself out or begin. And no, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And it takes a minute. But yeah. Nat, what else do you have to say from 6D before I send us home?
I just want everyone to have a safe holiday season.
Okay, but can it be fun too, though?
Oh, definitely. The fun is a must.
Yeah, right?
Sometimes people are not safe.
Yeah, we obviously, I mean, like, it just kind of goes without saying, I guess. Right? We want them to be safe.
But I must say that it has been a wonderful year at Heal Squad here.
Yeah.
And I think next week, if I'm not mistaken, there is exciting shows about predictions for 2024.
Oh, you're right. And if not next week, the week after. And the only reason they might get pushed because, like we said, we're trying to keep that fresh content going. And yes, thank you for saying that, Natasha, because I just want to say to you, Natasha, you've done a magnificent job here. You have upgraded us. You have elevated us. It was Natasha who introduced the concept of the all-star episodes. And when I say that has been amazing on so many levels. One, it's given Maria time to be a mom. But two, we have such a deep library of shows. Many of our new listeners have never heard that stuff. And then for the old listeners, it was so long ago that you need those reminders. And then the fact that these All-Star episodes are themed. So you might just have one on codependence, but then you've got four guests who cover that subject and really give you the key points of takeaway you need. And I know for me, I need to hear these lessons over and over again. And you hear them you listen to them at the time you know that. You need to really hear them.
But also when you go through an evolution, I feel like, and you're continuously transforming, when you go and re-listen to old content, you hear it differently and you pick up something completely new.
Yeah. And the main thing I want to say is, with that sentiment, is you, Natasha. Just incredible. And you are so smart. You really deserve your seat in 6D. You're a great broadcaster as well. Even your voice it's just made for this. And so, you know, as 24 comes around for you, I'm expecting you to do more in the area of broadcast, but then also in producing as well. And, you know, I know you came up with a really brilliant idea for a business. I kind of don't want to say yet until you build the model, because I think that other people will, we don't want to let the toothpaste out of the tube just yet. But you have a really great idea, and you have just a tremendous entrepreneurial spirit and just brains and always looking ahead and smart. And yeah, it's definitely time. And you're going to go through, you know, what I see, Natasha, you're going to have many evolutions, because Dylan's so young. So you're going to have this time with him, and you'll be, I think, going to play around in the kids' end of the pool. And then as he grows, and then you're going to grow with him. And this is what I see. I might be wrong. You might go right into the deep end, but I see this, and then more breathing, more confidence. And then, you know, as he's able to, you know, go into his high school years and college, and it's like, I just see that explosion coming. That's what I see anyway.
Thank you, Kev.
You know, so yeah, it doesn't mean it could be accelerated. It could be faster. That part comes down to you. But I see it, and I'm excited for it. And, you know, I'm here for it too. You know, or as Kelsey would say, I'm not mad at that. Or I'm here for that. So yeah, it's been great. It really has. And then also with the tech, I mean, Natasha, like you, we've always had, our producers have always been super creative. I think of Jeff, and I think of Stephanie, and I think of Kelsey. Kelsey's a super, super creative and huge heart. But you also brought the tech, which we never really had. You know, Steven, a boy in his 20s, Steven's now a man at 30. So being a man at 30, he's in North Carolina, so he still works for me, but it's hard to have him in here. So to have someone in here who really was like, okay, let's change our tech, let's upgrade. So yeah, it's not gone unnoticed. And you know, I know that, but everyone else out there should know it. And please, if you're not following Natasha at, what is it, Natasha?
June Phillips.
At Natasha June Phillips. Why haven't I exploited that name more? I'm usually good about that stuff. Just head up my butt, I think. Because I love Natasha June Phillips. I should be, instead of Natasha from South Africa, it should be Natasha June Phillips in the booth. All right, NJP even, that's cool. At Natasha June Phillips, yeah. So anyway, and hopefully like we'll be able to keep doing our Friday show, Nat. You know, I appreciate it so much. I love having you part of this. And and even on this show, it's getting harder and harder to do the lonely guys. I told Maria, I said, honey, you know, you got to give me the hot tag. It's hard. It's really hard to do them. It's hard to always come up with new ideas, new thoughts. You start saying the same things over and over again. Listen, I know if my wife's hearing a broken record at some point, you all will be too. So it just helps in that, because, yeah, you're fun to play tennis with. That's what we call it with good hosting. You're playing tennis back and forth, person, you know. And so, yeah, it's all been good. And I guess it's a nice way to end this episode. And who knows, maybe Kelsey Alexandra Meyer will come through for a potluck Saturday.
Yes.
Which would be nice, might be nice. And then it's on to Christmas. But, you know, we love you guys and want nothing but but the best for you. And I see you've got something fun lined up right there. Nat, why don't you just go for it? Press play. It might be the same thing I played for Queenie. I don't know. On the end of her cha-cha. Little Charles Schulz, Charlie Brown Christmas. Yeah. You know, may I say this? So many people now today have TVs in their kitchens and stuff like that. I'm sure many of you know this scam, but you go to YouTube and you can have a Yule log going. There's so many channels out there that play live Christmas music, but even with the chats going, so it's kind of fun to see the live chats. Merry Christmas, everyone. I don't know. You just feel a little connected. So I put it on. And I'll have the chat going. And I don't know if you're in the kitchen cooking or you're wrapping presents. It's just nice. You're not alone. Anyway, as we sign off, try to remember why I think we're here. Help each other. I'm sorry. That's why I say don't get it. If you ever come up to me like Friday, I'm sure we're gonna have some people over, and people are gonna be Kevin. I have no idea their names. This is how bad my brain is. It's not be nice people, make good choices, be present. See, I know that because I'm codependent with Maria, so I know hers. But this is.
I can tell you, Hill's quite like.
Right. It's learn from mistakes. Wait, learn from our mistakes. Try to help one another and have some fun along the way. My God, isn't that amazing? Yeah, but few tried harder and too dumb to quit was the other side of my gravestone.
Yes, that's true.
As my mother just goes, you know what, Maria? I get it now too. I hope you or Kelsey will say something to them. Like, really? You know, you could have got it when the idiot was around. And then Maria would say, "But that would—I could just hear Maria go. But that wouldn't have been that wouldn't have been any fun." And then the. All right, we'll talk shortly.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.